Lord, be with us in this time. Grant us wisdom and discernment that we might know what is of God and what is of our own design. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our Creator, and the inspiration of every good thought and deed. Amen. A voice out of the land, animal, vegetable, mineral, the pain, the beauty, why? Tell me the truth. Give me understanding. These words come from a poem by R.S. Thomas and reflect the difficulty that I have with some of the sayings of Jesus. This parable, the parable of the weeds, is one that has always had the potential to cause me a theological headache. We heard the parable read, but not the explanation. You might want to go and read the explanation for yourselves later on today, noting perhaps that the vast majority of New Testament scholars believe that some of Jesus' words were adapted by the writer of Matthew in an attempt to make the explanation clearer. But in the process, of course, adding Matthew's own slant. It will be your choice whether you embrace that theory or not. Read it prayerfully and see. Leaving that aside, what is my problem with this story? We have a farmer planting his crops, but someone comes along and plants some weeds in alongside them. What shall we do, say the field servants? Shall we weed them out? No, says the farmer. Leave them till harvest, and then collect them and throw them in the fire. But where did those weeds come from? Have they so little value that they must inevitably be discarded in the most brutal of ways, yet meantime allowed to continue to coexist? Why? And then at the end, gathered up and thrown into the fire, why is the farmer not encouraging his servants to weed them out on a daily basis? Surely this would improve his crop and make it worth more in the end. The question I'm really asking is one that's as old as the world and still has no answer. How did evil come into a world created out of goodness? What's the point of anything that flies in the face of God's plan? What is the point? Although it is the way of the world. It seems that good and evil lie side by side, and it's often difficult to tell which is which. The theologian Teilhard de Chardin had a good go at trying to put this into some kind of context. In his piece, Hymn to Matter, he says this: Blessed be you, harsh matter, barren soil, stubborn rock, you who yield only to violence, you who force us to work if we would eat. Without you, without your onslaughts, without your uprootings of us, we would remain all our lives inert, stagnant, puerile, ignorant of ourselves and of God. You who wreck and build, you who shackle and liberate, the sap of our souls, the hand of God, the flesh of Christ, it is you, matter, good or evil, that I bless. Our difficulty here is that every story Jesus told us has so much depth that we could construct 100 sermons on the same story and still not grasp it all. And so we must look first at the context. Where does this story sit? What were the disciples dealing with at that time? Well, it was early days with Jesus. He spent a great deal of time trying to explain his mission to those disciples. These stories were significant at the time, but all the time he was preparing his followers for his death and resurrection. He wanted them to have something to remember, something to keep in their memories to sustain them after he had gone. They would be called to spread the gospel over the whole known world, something they didn't know at that time. But they would be mixing with all cultures and taking their message far from the Jewish homeland, away from everything they had known. How would they do that if they judged everyone they met by their own narrow standards as first century Jews? So this story is about judgment, yes, very definitely. But it's a stark reminder to the disciples and to us, of course, that judgment is of God and it is not our privilege to judge others. It's somehow God's intention that the good and the bad should be allowed to coexist within the field that is our lives. Now, I don't have the answer as to the nature of good and evil. I simply trust that God knows what he's doing and that God is in charge. That's what faith is, after all. If we understand everything, we would have no need of faith. The weeds that our Bibles are talking about translated as tares in the King James Version were in fact plants known as darnel. Now darnel looked very much like wheat in its early stages of growth, so it would have been very difficult for field servants to have been sure that they were in fact plucking out the right things. Anyone that has had to weed a garden will know how difficult it is to pull out the weeds while still keeping the plants safe. Jesus says, "It is not for us to judge. At harvest time, God will do the judging." We judge others all the time by the clothes they wear, by the way they speak, by the level of education they have. We even judge other Christians by the way they worship or by their level of church attendance. I have often been caught up short when visiting someone I had placed in the category of nominal Christian and been ashamed at the way I had pigeonholed them wrongly. Only God knows the heart of a person, and God will take care of the good within and deal with the other stuff at the time that God will appoint. Goodness me, faith is hard work. And maybe that's why, as Teilhard de Chardin suggests, we benefit from growing up alongside the challenge that the weeds offer us. We grow stronger as we fight for nutrients. We grow in faith as we stretch ourselves towards the sun. Our roots grow ever deeper as we search for the living water. Yes, it is a struggle, but we are not alone. We have each other. We all grow side by side, and we have the farmer watching us and willing us to make the harvest the best one ever. Be assured that the psalmist was right. God has searched us all and knows us through and through, and will, with trust and faith, lead us safely to the final harvest. Let us pray. God of the warm earth, root us deep. God of the green fields, dress us. God of the turning years, bring us to fruit. God of every harvest, bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.